just tough.
Mm-hmm. And they won't have no flakes of fat on them like these big chickens will.
Well, whereabouts did you keep your hogs on the farm?
Well, a long time ago, they ran out in the woods, and you'd get out of evening and go to call them. They'd come home and stay in a, what Papa called, hog lot. He had a place fenced off, put them in there. But after they passed the stock law, where you had to build, put a good fence up and build a hog pasture. Mm-hmm. Papa had a big pasture, and he put up fences then. He fenced off a place to keep his hogs, had another one for his cows and another one for his horses. Because there was a stock law, the cows couldn't even run out, you know. Everything had to be shut up. And my daddy loved horses. Oh, he was crazy about horses. Well, we had a top buggy, you remember them?
Yes, ma'am.
And it just had one horse. It had shaves, and just one horse pulled it. But he had a big, prettiest red mare that he always worked to that buggy when he drove it. Then he bought one of them old things that had two seats called a surrey and had fringe all around top. That would work too, and he put mules to it. And you know, it'd take that surrey and that buggy to carry all of us.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes we'd spread quilts. He had a long, big wagon. We'd spread quilts all over the bottom of that wagon, and he'd take everybody that wanted to go. We'd all get nice set on quilts, just carry the most girls and boys you ever saw in there, and go off to these Fifth Sunday seams, you know. And there was a church way out here in the country, used to take their choir and come to our church and sing every now and then. Then we'd take our choir, and we had a big choir, and go over there to sing. And I just tickled Papa to death to give us their mules and wagon and load it just as long as we could stick one in there and go to that sing.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, when parents does that for their children, it makes their children have an awful good feeling for home.
I know what you mean. You know, talking about that fencing that you mentioned, what kind of fencing did most people have around the pasture used to?
Well, after this town come here and these sawmills, my daddy would always put up plank, put up his post, and nail. He bought plank about 6 inch wide and put it up from the ground up to about that high, and then he put about 3 strings of barbed wire all around it. And our cows and our horses not going over that.
Yes, ma'am.
It'll cut them, you know. And for his hogs, he bought this wire netting. And they couldn't, he'd put it deep down in, dig his post holes down in the ground, and you dig a trench from every post there, then sink that wire, put it down so they couldn't root under it, you know, get out.
Yes, ma'am. Did people around here ever make any kind of fences out of split rails?
Oh, yeah. Before this railroad come through here, that's some kind of fence we had, unless there's pickets that they would ride out of. They had some kind of old thing that they could put in a log, cut a log the length that pickets they wanted, and split it open, and then take a thing, and I don't know what they called it, put it up there and go to hitting it with a big old heavy iron hammer. And they could ride out things, be about that wide, and they called them pickets. And they'd sharpen, take an axe and cut, sharpen the tops of them. Papa fenced our yard with pickets when we lived back way up there in, I called it Newtown. And he had fence rails then, all everywhere else. But as we come down here, you see the sawmills and then come here and put up, till he never did put up more fence rails. Fences. There was a little bit of that kind of fence around some of the, well, about all that was there. But he went to put down new posts and buy new lumber and wire and fixing good fence all around.
Did you ever see any rocks, or I mean any walls or fences around here made out of loose stone or rock?
Not around here. Now if you want to see walls and fences around yards, just go to El Paso. Every yard fence they've got over there is about 5 feet high, I'll say. And they're about that thick, and they're made out of rock. Yeah. And they're every color you can think of.
What do they call them out there?
Well, I didn't hear them called anything but rock.
Rock fence or rock wall?
Yeah, that's a rock fence. Yeah. I think my son's home. I know he does. He said he had a rock fence on the back. His front is open.
Yes, ma'am.
And, now he's a bachelor and lives in a big, pretty brick home, and he owns it. Mm-hmm.